Sagt der heilige Mischte weiter im Sechtes Trummeis, Perik, Ches, Mischne Gimel. Hoye Euchel, if someone was eating, Be'eshkoil, it was like snacking from a cluster of grapes, Ve'nichnas, and as he's eating, he enters Min Hagina Lechatzer, from the garden into his courtyard. So what just happened? Halachically, what just happened? Midin Toira, there's no chiyuv to separate Trummeis Himaisris, only on Peiris after you completely finish working with them, and they were brought into the house. However, we're going to see more about this in Masechtas Maaser. So at a certain point, Chazal said, even if you didn't bring it into your house, even if you didn't bring it into your courtyard, it'll be like a yellow light. Meaning to say, I don't want you to eat a chilas kva, I don't want you to eat a real regular meal. You can snack from it. Once it comes into the courtyard, total red light. You can't snack from it either until you separate Trummeis Himaisris. Now, there are different things that cause the yellow light to go to red light. We're not only, you're not allowed to eat a meal from it, but you can't even snack. One of them is entering the courtyard. The other is Shabbos. Whatever you eat on Shabbos is very chashuv. Even a snack, but karasel Shabbos einig, it's einig Shabbos. And therefore Chazal said, again we'll see more about this in Masechtas Maaseros, any pei that was finished, it goes to red light on Shabbos. Once Shabbos comes, can't eat it before you separate Trummeis Himaisris, not even a snack, and that stays even Metzoy Shabbos. So here's our case, and you'll soon see where this connects with what we learned in the previous mission. Haya Eichel, someone's eating Achilas Eroi. Be'eshka, he has a cluster of grapes, grabs off a branch, he's snacking from it, you can do that, even though he didn't take off Maaseros yet. But, v'nichnes, he's entering Menagina from the garden where it's growing L'chatzar into the courtyard. Now, there's a red light. You can't even eat a chilas eroi. Can't even snack from it. The chatzar is kevas lemaiser. But he's in the middle of eating. So Rabbi Eliezer Reimer, consistent with the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer until now, where someone starts eating something okay and then the isser sets in, Rabbi Eliezer says, just step out of the chatzar, yigmar, and finish it off. Now normally once it comes into the chatzar, you can't go out. It's not going to help to take it out. But here, being that you started eating it behenter, just turn around and go out. But Rabbi Yeshua says again, consistent with how we've seen Rabbi Yeshua's view on this, lo yigmar, can't eat. Once you step into the chatzar, stop, cold turkey, stop where you are, even if you're in the middle of eating. Once it comes into the chatzar, you cannot eat until your mafresh Trummeis Himaisris, you've entered the red light area. Same is true for someone who eats an achilas haroi. You're snacking on a cluster of grapes on Erev Shabbos. And chashcha leili Shabbos. Suddenly it's leil Shabbos kaid. The Shabbos set in. So now you've gone into a red light zone in time. Shabbos is kevas lemaiser. I started eating from before Shabbos. Rabbi Shua says, yigmar, finish off. Rabbi Eliezer, I'm a lo yigmar, don't finish off. Wait a second. Is there a mistake here in the Gersa? Rabbi Yeshua says you could finish. Rabbi Eliezer says don't. All along, Rabbi Eliezer was the one who said once you started, you can finish. And Rabbi Yeshua said you have to stop. And here, Rabbi Yeshua says, yigmar, finish off. Not on Shabbos. It means after Shabbos. But he still says you can finish off Lamatzah Shabbos. Finish off the other grapes on this cluster. And Rabbi Eliezer says don't finish off? So some say, Taka, the Gersa should be the other way around. In the Mishnah Yerushalmi, we find the Gersa, Rabbi Eliezer, is the one who says you can finish off Matzah Shabbos, and Rabbi Yeshua is the one who says you can't finish off. Rashi and Beya also has that Gersa. So that would be consistent with the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua that we had till now. But there are some Rishonim that explain, no, they have the Gersa of our Mishnah, and they say that when it comes to Shabbos, Rabbi Eliezer is much more concerned. He feels that if we're going to be makel on this, the whole Indian that once Shabbos comes, it's a red light. You can't eat before you separate Trummeis Himaisris. Remember, you can't separate Trummeis Himaisris on Shabbos. You have to do it before Shabbos. Once you're going to stop being makel over here, we're in trouble. Here, Rabbi Eliezer reverses his opinion and says, no, I don't want you even to finish off Metzai Shabbos. I want people to know Shabbos is Shabbos. You have to be mafresh Trummeis Himaisris before Shabbos. Once Shabbos comes in, stop. And Rabbi Yeshua looks at it differently. Rabbi Yeshua says, being that Shabbos isn't something in our control, it's something that happens on its own. So Kadosh Baruch Hu made the Bria, here we can be more makel. And we're saying that after Shabbos, he could continue to eat it, again, only because he started the heter.